Can I just get the basics from you on what the marathon is going to look like this year for starters?
Yeah, so we're looking at April 13th, which is a Saturday, looking to bring back the marathon, the half marathon and 5K, starting on Harbor Drive next to the Summerfest grounds and finishing at Humboldt Park. Packet pickup's going to be at the Baird Center on Friday, April 12th, from 12 to 6. And, yeah, just looking to get the event back on the ground and off and running. We had some issues last year with the weather and hoping to mitigate that with the couple-week push into April this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Can you tell me about what you guys learned from last year that you're bringing into this year's race?
I mean, you know, obviously we know that the time of year from March to early April is still risky in terms of weather. So, you know, obviously we think we learned hopefully a couple weeks later into the spring will help us out. But, you know, I think just in terms of planning, you know, it's a continual learning process. Every city that you operate in is different. And, you know, I think we've gotten to know, you know, the right people to help us out and make the process a little bit easier.
Also wanted to ask about the new route, not going through downtown. What motivated the change and why?
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, ideally we want to showcase as much as much of the city as we can. We realize that the downtown start and finish can be potentially inconvenient to businesses and residents down there. And we know that, you know, the event hasn't taken place in a couple of years. So, you know, I think that our goal is just to get it off the ground and put on a successful event. You know, in future years, we'd love to showcase more of the city. But, you know, we realized that, you know, 26 miles is a big ask. And we felt like we needed to do our part, at least for this first year, to kind of mitigate as much you know, traffic issues and any other issues that may arise from shutting down the streets.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I also wanted to talk about the race as a qualifier and the importance of it being run. How important is it for you guys to make sure that that happens for your runners?
Right. So in terms of the qualifier title, you know, we will get it measured and certified from USATF certifier. And then, you know, we'll make sure it's a Boston qualifier. A lot of people that run the marathon, you know, specifically like to know that the race is a Boston qualifier because, you know, in terms of worldwide marathons, that's one of the, you know, bucket list items for runners, especially since you do have to qualify for it. So, you know, being able to offer that for runners is huge, just so they know that, you know, they're going to get a route that's 26.2 miles and will hopefully get them the time that they need to qualify and register.
Yeah, and just given the past couple years of struggles with getting the race run, what would you say to people who are skeptical that this year will be any different? Why should people get excited?
Well, I mean, I think the big thing is, you know, that, you know, we as a company and as a race and myself as a race director are persistent in making this happen. You know, it would have been easy to give up after the, you know, the many years of issues starting with the COVID year a few years ago. But, you know, I think that we're committed to the city of Milwaukee, committed to the running community. And, you know, I think it's a great running town, which I've seen over the years. And I think that it's just another event that's going to be able to showcase the city to people who live in the city and also for those traveling in. You know, we see a lot of people coming in out of state and kind of past that 60 plus mile radius. So it's people that may have not been in the city before. And I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, just to take a walking and running tour of the city.